Saturday morning. Which means the ballet run. Just come out from dropping Heidi off at the ballet. And it's chaos, man, isn't it? Is it? Yes, it is. What a rambling start to a boo. How totally incoherent. Apologies. But I'm a bit phased this morning. Very most odd. Very most odd. Come on, Dave. Come on. You can do it. Word engineer, come on. Shake my head, shake my tongue. There you go. I'm back in the room. Hold on. So, as I said, I wanted to freelance and get my time back and everything else. Very oddly, I had 3 individual emails yesterday. And as I'm a freelancer and I have a particular set of skills and what have you, depending on how buoyant the market is, I get anything between, I don't know, I suppose, whoops, there's a learner doing a 3-point turn, which is turning into an 8,000 point turn. I hate that, remember that. Ooh. I better do it in 3 myself, so I look a right arsehole. Yeah, I generally get probably about, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 emails a day from agents regarding contracts. Maybe more. And, you know, it's sometimes hard to sift through. And it's very opportune to be able to be picky, of course. But yesterday, during the day, I've made this determination, right, I'm going to freelance properly. I'm going to make another big change. I'm really going to try and make it stick. And I had 2 emails, both for remote contracts. One for some government organisation based in Cambridge. 3-month rolling, work from home, occasional face-to-face in Cambridge. I grew up, I was born about 10 miles from Cambridge. And I know that beautiful town very well. So that wouldn't be any great shakes. It's nice to go somewhere different, much as I love Londinium. So that, and basically after that, I got another email about another remote contract. A little sketchier on the information, but I just basically replied to both and said, yeah, send me the info. You know, because as far as I'm concerned, work from home doesn't mean work from home. That rarely works for me with family and what have you. It would give me some flexibility around childcare and stuff like that, but also, it means I decide, today I'm going to work in London, get up, get on the train, no hassle, find a place with rock-solid Wi-Fi and work out of there. That also means I can plan that around friends and contacts that I want to spend more time around or with, which I can then do. Of course I can do that now, it's just I'm kind of nailed to the cross of Oxford Circus. The third email was even more wild, was from a web development agency in Estepona, Spain, south coast, west of Marbella, who I contacted after I got back from Spain last time, just said, look, they appear to have the Andalusia sewn up. Obviously there's a lot less of that stuff going on, so any decent agency or shop will have a wider reach, I imagine, and they appear to. It's not anything particularly cutting edge or exciting. They kind of roll out sites, as you can imagine, for hotels, for tourism, for property, etc., etc., which is okay. You know, it's all about the pragmatism. It's about the steps required to get where you need to be. So they contacted me again and said, why don't you come over and say hi? Nothing wrong with that. So February, probably mid-February, I'm going to book a long weekend, Friday, Monday off, and me and Rachel are going to go over to Spain. So it'd be fairly mild then, February, coming into late February, in Estepona, meet these guys. And, you know, it's the first real physical, practical step. I'm like a lot of people, I kind of fuzz about the edges of ideas and, you know, rarely implement them to their full. And that's a bad habit. what's the worst that can happen? I meet these guys and I think I can't work for them. I've had a weekend in Spain. So those three emails came within an hour and a half of each other. And, you know, I'm no flake, but I do believe in synchronicity. I do believe in that. So I can't ignore that fact. And anyway, I am home. Wherever you are in this crazy world, have a good one. And inflate your dreams. Bye.